Well, glad to have you back on All Things Retirement. Got a good show for you today. We're talking about the future of retirement in America. Should we take a glass half full or half empty approach? Well, we're going to look at some key areas like Social Security, healthcare affordability, tax rates, where they're going. And we're going to find out whether or not Anthony leans to the glass half full side or the glass half empty side and talk about the future of retirement. That's next here on All Things Retirement.
Welcome to the All Things Retirement Podcast with certified financial planner, Anthony Alfo. Here's your host, Ben George.
Well, glad to have you back on the show. I am Ben George alongside Anthony Alfo, certified financial planner. He's also the founder of Cardinal Wealth Group, serving South Jersey, Philly, the surrounding areas. You can find him online, cardinalwg.com. Anthony, I expect you to be more of a glass half full kind of guy just in general, right?
I like to think so. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's negative out there, and I think generally it's pretty hard to go through life if you're kind of having that mindset. So I like to think that I'm an optimist, but you know, let's go through that and we'll figure it out.
Well, even if you're an optimist, maybe you can't necessarily justify being optimistic about some of the things we're talking about today. So completely different, but we'll get your thoughts on whether or not which side you lean on, I guess, for each of these issues we're going to go through today. But they're all big issues, right? These are all things that we're going to tackle today that are things that you really hone in on planning and can really impact retirement.
Yeah, I like to think that just as a society and civilization, we're pretty resilient given everything we've been through historically speaking. So I lean on that, and I'm going to think that most of the answers will be towards the optimistic side, but we'll have to see.
We're not going to hold you to that, but we'll find out here soon enough. And we thank you for listening to the show. Again, you can find everything online, cardinalwg.com. You can get a tax-free retirement toolkit online now. Just log on. You'll see the pop-up. Just add in your information and boom, you get that to you. But you can also get your free assessment and start your Cardinal success journey right now. Again, you can do all that online at cardinalwg.com. So let's kick things off then, Anthony, with Social Security, the stability of the system. You know, the half full, the optimistic view says, again, there's resilience in this system. There's going to be probably some reform along the way, some policy changes that will ensure it lasts a long time. But the other side of that says, well, there are some significant funding challenges right now. There's plenty of forecasted shortfalls. We see it in the headlines all the time. A lot of retirees, that number is increasing every day with the boomer generation. And just it's hard to trust anything with politics and them taking action to actually benefit us in a way that would make a difference. So which side do you lean on? Are you half full or half empty when it comes to Social Security?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, this is something that we get from a lot of people that come in, especially who haven't started their Social Security, want to get started because they're kind of nervous that it's going to go away or there's going to be changes. You know, First off, it's been here now for 100 years. The average retiree wouldn't be able to live without it. And I think it's just too darn important for it to just go by the wayside. Yes, definitely some challenges there with reform needed. I mean, that just kind of comes down to some of the things that you said. There's a lot more retirees, less people paying into it to pay for those retirees just due to kind of lower birth rates. You know, obviously we have the projection of it kind of depleting in time. So, you know, obviously there's going to have to be something there, whether it's being taxed a little bit more, because right now there's the caps on it at around $130,000-ish. So maybe they got to lift the cap or move it out further, or pushing out the full retirement age, some combination thereof. But, you know, I would say glass half full there, optimistic, just because of how important it is. Retirees age-wise are the biggest voting block. So, you know, that's another kind of insurance there that they're not going to take their guaranteed income source away. We've been down here before too. Clinton, Reagan, both have made changes in the past to increase its viability further. So again, I think it's just something that is going to have to be addressed sooner than later. It's just one of the biggest budget items for yearly national debt. So yeah, I'm a big believer in that it's going to be here for the foreseeable future, just due to the role that it plays financially for everybody.
Well, I'm sure that's a relief to some people listening that that you are optimistic about that. I know it can be hard to be reading some of the headlines you see about Social Security and listening to them discuss it from a political standpoint, but hopefully things will improve there. What about healthcare? I mean, man, you talk about one of the areas that's hit us the hardest in terms of our pockets is healthcare the last 10, 15, 20 years. It just continues to go up at an extremely quick clip, even more so than inflation. So when we look at this, there's two sides, right? Half full, there's going to be technology is going to help improve costs, right? That's what we hope for. There's plenty of efforts out there to implement preventative care measures. There's plenty of competition that's out there that should help the situation. But on the other side, you know, you got these healthcare costs are rising globally. It's not just here. This aging population, as we live longer, right? We need more extensive healthcare. And there's still plenty of challenges within the market in terms of healthcare. So where do you stand on this side?
Yeah, kind of big half full there. And okay. I think just going back, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, those are the three or two, three main programs that are going to be the main budget for tax revenue and debt obligations. And it's not going anywhere. Like we have an aging population that's dependent upon, more and more. I think we have around 10 to 15,000 baby boomers, turning 65 every day. With that said, there's definitely challenges there. Obviously, one of the things that I do think that's helpful that you kind of touched on is big tech getting involved with trying to figure out ways to make it more efficient, make it a better system, be able to stay on top of preventative care measures. I think part of the dependence upon, managing sickness instead of proactive preventative care measures is something as a big opportunity where we're kind of, feeding people a pill to essentially just deal with their sickness rather than trying to address it from ahead of time. And there's a ton of these preventative diseases that can be stopped ahead of time with just more awareness around health and aging, better, healthier choices. And, I think that that's going to be a big one. And, I think some of the big corporate with the revolving door with, Congress on prescription drug cost and what's paid for, what's not, on how these insurance plans are written, need to be addressed. I'm not saying it's perfect. It's certainly far from perfect. And there's definitely going to be more attention to this. And I think there's certainly the awareness there. It's just how do we get it to a point where it's fixed and what's the right way to go about fixing it. There's certainly more companies in the healthcare space getting involved, which is going to certainly increase competitiveness as well and thought leadership there. So I don't think we're there yet. I don't think it's going to just get overhauled overnight, but I am a believer that just due to how important it is, that it does have to change. From a cost standpoint, when you're just looking at it out of pocket, it's one of the biggest, maybe next to taxes, for folks that they have to pay when it comes to, retirement or just over their lifetime.
All right. So we're two for two in terms of being optimistic. So I like that. Now I'm going to test you here with taxes, Anthony. Okay. So tax rates, we know, are going to be going up probably when this current legislation sunsets. So the half full view of this over the next decade for taxes is that, there's going to be plenty of reform out there, plenty of potential for reform. The economy is growing, so maybe we won't have to rely as much on heavy taxation. And then hopefully, I think a lot of people just want there to be a more simple tax code and structure in place. So that's the half full. Now, half empty says, well, look at the debt, right? It continues to increase very quickly every single day, which is going to require some higher taxation to cover that. Right. There's plenty of pressure to fund social programs. So there's a lot out there that's pointing towards, OK, it could be rough in terms of taxes. So are you remaining optimistic here?
Yeah, I think you got me on this one. So I guess I'd be more in the half empty camp. And, part of it is, I think we all would like to pay less in taxes. I do think that with those programs, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, taking up quite a big chunk, expected to continue to grow into the future. You know, we're already in doing deficit spending, really no matter what political party is in office. You know, there's ways to cut programs, but I think Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, those are going to be tough ones to really cut, you know, when you're trying to cut on the maybe poor or lower income or retirees. That's going to be a tough one to sell. So I do think that planning for higher taxes is something that seems to be, you know, reasonable. Now, I do think that maybe both parties overall are not really interested in really taxing retirees more than they need to. I mean, you kind of see with like certain states where people go to retire or different municipalities that have some credits or tax breaks where maybe they don't have to pay into school tax and stuff like that to lower some of the taxes for retirees. Maybe that will be an extension to help people out. Another side of it, though, is I think that, you know, both parties would agree maybe not really raising taxes on lower income and middle class, what that is identified, you know, lower income, middle class. But let's just say I think it's really coming down to the top 6-7% of earners out there, where you're talking about families making $200,000 plus. Obviously, you have one party that, you know, wants to tax them further for different reasons, and another party, you know, that's there to try to not want to raise their taxes because they, you know, they're saying that they've already are paying their fair share, and we need to do something on the other side of the benefit side, more or less. I don't think it's something that we're going to necessarily, you know, take care of with growth from an economy standpoint. I mean, just looking at some of the GDP projections, I just don't think it's something that we're going to be able to grow out of. So I do think that there's going to have to be some adjustments to, you know, some of those programs like we just mentioned with Social Security, maybe adjusting the age or the taxes there. So, you know, I do see that as probably one of the things that may change. Like you mentioned, the sunset at the end of 2025, that's, you know, there, that's, that would change it. But, you know, we'll see if they get extended or not. But I guess I'd be more in the half empty camp on this one.
Okay. It's hard not to be when you look at kind of where we are with the debt, especially. So something to keep an eye on, but there is plenty of tax planning you can be doing to get ahead of that as well. All right. Long-term care options for the baby boomer generation. Let's go optimistic side first. That's, you know, new care technologies. There's home care solutions that are out there right now. There's been this shift towards community-based care options, and there's been a big expansion of senior facilities and specialized care units as well. So that's the half-full side. Now the half-empty side says, well, there's increasing costs, right, for these long-term care facilities. There's a shortage of healthcare professionals that really specialize in this area. And there's just a lack of preparedness in a lot of ways for just the amount of baby boomers that are retiring every day. So where do you stand on long-term care options?
I'm half full here. And the reason for that is that, this is a major middle class issue. Obviously, if you're really up there, upper class wise, you're going to be able to pay out of pocket and really have your choosing in terms of the type of care that you're looking for. Lower income, while might not be perfect, has Medicaid that will more or less pick up the bill there once you deplete your assets. So there is some safety net protection there. So to me, this is really a major middle class issue where, you know, do we get a policy to protect ourselves? Or if you're kind of on the lower end of it, maybe you don't and you're kind of risking it and it could deplete your nest egg or your home and net worth over time. You know, but with that said, there's just a huge, huge expansion of people that are going to need this type of care. Again, more technologies are needed for better, just, you know, better monitoring, better types of nursing home facilities that are, you know, coming around more with this community-based care, a little smaller feel, just a better options out there in terms of quality of care. I mean, a lot of people don't even want to go into these types of facilities, and they're trying to make better quality of care at home with, you know, 24-hour monitoring. And there's just going to be so many more different avenues to go than what was available over the last 25 years. I am generally optimistic here. Now, with that said, it is a lot of cost for care. It's certainly expensive, and I do expect that to continue to grow. So, you know, whether or not it's private and public investment here, some type of tax relief, some type of additional tax, I could see something like that potentially happening to try to help have something there of a safety net for middle class as well. You know, aging better and healthier also would be another, you know, along that preventative care where your people are living, not necessarily maybe longer, but healthier longer and not breaking down as earlier, living with some of these diseases over time, which would certainly bring the cost and lower the chances of needing a long-term care facility. So there's a lot of things that are being tried, not just in the U.S., but outside of the U.S., and I am generally optimistic about where this is going to be because there's just going to be so many people that need it. It's going to create the opportunities for different ways to get care at home, community, normal nursing facilities and whatnot, or like these retirement communities as well, having some of that on the properties. So I think there's going to be a lot of options out there that are going to continue to mature over time. And you know, it's not perfect. None of this stuff is thus far, but I do optimistic in where it's going.
All right, let's close it out with one more. And I know we can't predict the stock market at all, but let's try to weigh in on where you think we're heading the next 5 or 10 years of the stock market. So half full says historical trends, right? They show growth over long periods of time. That's part of the beauty of investing in the stock market over the course of its history. There's plenty of positive impacts that could happen with technology and, right, with the more that we're connected globally, it offers more opportunities. But the other side says, you know, look, there's big market bubbles to be concerned about, overvaluation, a lot of tech spots. Plus, these tensions across the globe are adding to the uncertainties, which will weigh the stock market down as well. So what do you think over the next 5 to 10 years of the stock market?
Yeah, I'm half full, right? And it really comes down to controlling what you can control and planning for the worst. So, you know, certainly looking at it from a longer term standpoint, the last 100 years, the market's still averaging that 10%. And now there's obviously periods of underperformance when they go through these different cycles, and they're very difficult to try to predict. But, you know, what you can do for yourself is to prepare for those things ahead of time so that when they do happen, you have a plan for it. So here we have something called our safety bucket, where basically we're setting aside a certain amount of money that's not going to be affected by the stock market for when it maybe does go through some, you know, bubble or some type of other thing that's going to make it drop quickly. So preparation is I think the main key here. But just looking at it over the last 100 years, plus, you know, global wars, political tensions have existed throughout. Cycles continue, but the market continues to be at a much higher value than what it was 25 years ago. And it is one of the best options for probably 95% of us out there to put something into a company that we use as personal consumers or businesses every single day that can provide us a dividend or capital appreciation to get a return on our money at a rate higher than inflation. So for the 95% of us out there that are not CEOs or inventors or elites, yeah, I think it's still one of our best tools that we have for growing our net worth into the future. So, yeah, it certainly doesn't come without its risks. It's emotional roller coaster ride, but the more that we can be prepared for it, the easier it is to kind of get through it. And I think that's why it does help to work with somebody just to stay a little bit grounded during some of those tough times.
All right. Well, and I know you cannot predict any of this, but very cool to kind of see where you weigh in and your perspective on this as someone that's working in this and planning for these things every single day with clients. So overall, I would say that's a pretty positive outcome. 4 out of 5 isn't too bad. So I'll take that every day of the week. But if
cautiously optimistic.
I'll take that. Right. That's what we all have to be, right? Really. And kind of the approach you take to retirement planning, right?
You
try to be optimistic, but you have to prepare for whatever could go wrong. So if you haven't done so, please take the time now to begin planning for each of these items. They're huge items in retirement for you that could have a huge impact on your finances and your success in retirement as well. So if you want to talk with Anthony over at Cardinal Wealth Group, you can log on cardinalwg.com or call 609-362-5512. All right, one question before we get out of here today from Randall. He says, I've never worked with a financial advisor before, but I'm thinking it might be time to start as I get closer to retirement. What are the things I'd be most likely to mess up if I try to do it all on my own?
Well, I mean, before you get into messing things up, I mean, it's a great question, and I think a lot of people wonder the same thing. But first, just having somebody that can simplify all these different financial decisions that you have, you know, guiding you towards the right financial decisions along the way, and you know, essentially for being that energy or advocate to seeing that you succeed in making those best decisions. So you're talking about a lot of different financial decisions that you can research on Google, and some of it may apply and not apply. Just having an advisor who knows these things to, you know, bring it down to one or two or three options that make the most sense, going over the pros and cons and helping you get to where you want to be, that I think is a huge opportunity with working with an advisor. As to, you know, what are some of those financial decisions along the way? I mean, you're talking things as, you know, basic financial decisions on debt management and cash flow items in terms of, you know, how do you structure your retirement income, which money to pull from, when to start Social Security, which pension option to take, you know, from a tax standpoint, you know, which bucket of money should we pull from to not put us into higher tax brackets? Should we be doing Roth conversions? How should your investments be allocated in a way that sets it up for the income that you need while also protecting it from major stock market drops and also, you know, trying to grow it maybe for the next generation? And then, you know, healthcare, whether it comes down to which Medicare plans to look at or long-term care insurance, life insurance, do you still need it? I mean, these are just a couple of those topics. I mean, there's so many more, mortgages or leasing, renting. I mean, there's just so many topics that come up over time with working with somebody. And it's just a continuous changing environment where there's always something new to discuss. And so I think if you got somebody that you like and they're great, they can really make life a lot easier so you don't have to go at it alone.
All right. Very good question. Well, if you're looking for somebody to work with, Randall, again, start with Anthony. He's a certified financial planner, the founder of Cardinal Wealth Group. You can find him online, cardinalwg.com. You can learn more about what they do every day through the website. Plenty of resources and tools there. Plus, you can get your tax-free retirement toolkit online right now as well. If you prefer to call, you can do that, 609-362-5512. All right, Anthony, great stuff as always. Appreciate the optimism and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Talk to you soon.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.